Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Colin Willoff, talking about changes for the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
The 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is another victim of COVID-19, but it won't be canceled. Instead, the move is to postpone it by about 6 months. We asked Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, to walk us through the decision made by the board of directors.
So this is something we've been giving a lot of consideration to, and unfortunately we're just not seeing those local restrictions on the size of gatherings being lifted. And right now the restriction is for 500 people and only 500 people. Well, our convention is usually 8,000-9,000 people, so we just can't do that. That, along with a lot of the corporate policies associated with several of our big trade show exhibitors, would prevent them from going. We decided we really needed to look at some alternatives. We didn't want to go virtual, and we sure didn't want to cancel. So we had the opportunity to move, and we felt that was going to be the best opportunity to take this into August and still be able to have an in-person opportunity, not only for education and networking, but also to have our trade show and all of the great benefits that come from having one of the largest trade shows in agriculture.
This is an actual move that you're staying at the same property, but just moving, approximately 6 months.
That's correct. So we're moving from February to August 10th through 12th, but it will be at the Gaylord Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're excited about it because also by having it in the summer rather than the winter, we're going to have some opportunities for outdoor activities that we haven't had in the past. So I think there's going to be a lot of things we can do to even add to the overall experience of coming to NCBA's convention and trade show, which really has distinguished itself as being one of the premier gatherings in agriculture.
I think that would probably include some opportunities for that trade show to even go a little bit outside as far as if some of the exhibitors wanted to do that.
You know, there's a lot of equipment that's going to be there, and people like to see equipment when it's actually operating. We believe we have some opportunities for some outside trade show activities, had some demonstration areas, and I think that will not only help attendees to be able to get the real feel of some of this equipment, but also help our exhibitors know that that's going to go a long way in helping make a sale in the future.
Colin says there are some things business-wise that can't be postponed for 6 months. That'll be taken care of virtually.
Well, we still have to get the business of the association taken care of, which includes a new slate of officers, new leadership, taking care of policy, and also in our role as a contractor, the beef checkoff, being able to do touch bases with the checkoff committees on status of our projects. That still has to happen, so we're looking at opportunities to do that in a virtual or hybrid manner sometime in the January-February timeline. So we'll still be able to take care of all the governance of the association, but save a lot of the fun and the educational components for the rescheduled convention in August.
I guess what doing it that way, you might, in effect, look at maybe combining that July summer business meeting with the August event. I'm sure you're at least talking about that.
So with the decisions we've made, we will not be having a standalone summer business meeting. All of that will be combined together into one convention activity. So we'll still be conducting our committee meetings, our policy discussions, but that will be, rather than as a standalone in July, that will be a part of our convention meeting there in August.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.